Bibles to the book of Isaiah in chapter 12. Isaiah chapter 12. It's a very short chapter, and we will read the entire chapter. It's only about six verses, so this one is kind of a quick chapter. But nonetheless, there are some things here for us to look at, so we want to read it and then make comment of these things and look to the Lord for what He has for us today. Isaiah chapter 12, "And in that day thou shalt say, O Lord, I will praise thee. Though thou wast angry with me, thine anger is turned away, and thou comfortest me. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid, for the Lord, even the Lord, is my strength and my song. He also is become my salvation. Therefore with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation. And in that day shall ye say, Praise the Lord, call upon his name, declare his doings among the people, make mention that his name is exalted. Sing unto the Lord, for he hath done excellent things. This is known in all the earth. Cry out and shout, thou inhabitants of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of thee." Shall we pray? Loving Father, we do give thanks and praise to you. We thank you for your many blessings to us. We thank you, Father, that thou art the God of salvation. We thank you, Father, that in the fullness of time you send forth your Son, born of a virgin, that truly the Son of God, the only begotten Son of God, may come forth, and that he would be known as the Emmanuel, God with us. That he would manifest his glory in its fullest and reveal himself in all and in the many ways which you chose for him to be revealed as the Messiah of God, doing miracles and signs and wonders, preaching your word, fulfilling all righteousness, and that he should go to the cross, that he should suffer and die for our sins, the just for the unjust, that he should be known as the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world, and that of him we find that it would be said that he would come to save his people from their sins. Lord, we praise you and give thanks to you and ask your blessing upon your word, for it is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As we look at this brief chapter, we find that it follows upon the previous, which is chapter 11, concerning the Davidic kingdom to be restored by Christ, the character and the extent of that kingdom. And now we see in chapter 12 certain praises of thanksgiving that are offered concerning Christ, who is the author and finisher of our faith and the true salvation of God, and that he should be the one that would come and bring in that kingdom age, which we yet wait to find fulfilled in our blessed Lord. And so these verses remind us that we have something to be thankful for. Thanksgiving is something that we ought to always lift up toward God, to give thanks in all things, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And in that day thou shalt say, O Lord, I will praise thee. Though thou wast angry with me, thine anger is turned away, and thou comfortest me. Certainly Israel could say that God should redeem and bring a remnant people out of Israel, that God had not forgotten his covenant blessing unto Israel, nor of the grace of God which he so freely shed abroad upon the hearts of all who would turn to him in true repentance and faith. And we as believers today, as we consider the salvation of our God, we do know that God, in His judgment, could have easily have judged us, but instead, He did shed His love abroad in our hearts. As the Scripture says of Him, "But God commendeth His love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." We find that the salvation of God turns away the righteous anger of the Lord, that God could have judged us, but rather His anger is turned away and He has comforted us instead. "Come unto me, all ye that are burdened and heavy laden, and I will give you rest." God is such a God of salvation that He loves His people. As much as He loves us, He at times corrects us. And in His great love and mercies toward us, we find that we are to say thanksgivings and praise unto Him. And in that day when that kingdom of Jesus Christ, that messianic kingdom, should come to its full fruition, that God Himself should allow that kingdom be established, and that His Son would sit upon the throne, and that He would be given the praises of His people. "For in that day thou shalt say, O Lord, I will praise Thee. Though thou wast angry with me, thine anger is turned away, and thou hast comforted me." Secondly, in verse 2, "Behold, God is my salvation." Here is the believer's true song of praise that we are to sing unto the Lord while we are here upon the earth, for certain that we owe to God such praise for our salvation. God is my salvation. Do we know any other deliverer? Do we have any other author and finisher of our faith than Jesus Christ? Is there any other begotten of God who could redeem us from our sins? "Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid." Here is something that each believer is to take to heart most seriously, that we are to trust in the Lord. "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct thy paths." And so it is that the word of the Proverbs speaks so wonderfully, that we are to put our trust in God in all things, in every way, that we might be led of the Lord. And so in our salvation, God is the one to be praised and the one to be trusted, and that we are not to be afraid. I suppose that in our day and age in which we live, when we see of so many turning away from the faith, when we hear of so many wars and rumors of wars, when we sit and wonder whether one kingdom shall fall or another shall rise, and whether we look to those days which are called the end times and view whether Christ is upon the horizon, there may be some sense of fear concerning the present economy and dispensation of time. But we know God is at the helm, and we know that these things are not to be feared. There is nothing to be afraid of, for we have the Lord who is our salvation, and that we are to trust and not be afraid. "For the Lord, even the Lord, is my strength and my song." Perhaps in the night watches you have had a song come upon your heart from the Lord. And I trust that song is a sweet remembrance of the salvation of God which He has impressed upon you. I trust that it also is a song which reminds you of how God upholds you, even through the most difficult times. That He is our strength and our song. That He also is become our salvation. While we are upon the earth, perhaps we have some sense of intrepidation. Perhaps we look to the horizon and we, with great uncertainty, and we say we do not know what will happen next. But if we are truly trusting in the Lord as our Savior, if we find in Him no fear in the sense of those things about us and those things to come, but rather we have the greatest of trust and strength to be found in Him, even a song in our hearts, then we may also know that our salvation is secure. That is the culmination and fruition of those things which Christ has done for us will be at last known to us. That we truly shall have our salvation in the Lord Jesus Christ. That we find that we are not only saved, but we are being brought steadily onward unto the day of full glorification with our Lord Jesus Christ. Thanksgiving and praise we owe to Him, and honor we give unto Him, and strength of heart we have in Him, and we have a song upon our hearts. The very songs that we have sung this afternoon are songs which do comfort us and encourage us concerning the God of our salvation, that He is ever with us, and that we are to keep our hearts toward Him in all things. Thirdly, it says in verse 3, therefore with joy shall ye draw waters out of the well of salvation. Because God is that one that can be trusted, because God has turned away His anger toward us and has rather given us the comfort and hope of salvation because of His mercy, because God strengthens us and gives us a song in our heart and has become our salvation, therefore with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation. How deep are the wells of salvation? They're upon every turn in our experience as we walk by faith and not by sight. We find that those wells, like the wells of Abraham, were there and ordained by God, that they should be a benefit unto the patriarchs. Let us also draw from the wells that God gives to us, the great well of His love, which is an everlasting love, the great well of His grace, wherein He bestows His favor toward us in all things. The great well of His mercy, wherein He withholds judgment from us that should be meted out. The great well of a lasting position with Him in Christ Jesus, for we do not merit any, but Jesus Himself has merited all things for us. There are many wells in our salvation. Many wells to draw from. And if we have satisfied ourselves with one of them, let us turn to another. Let us not take a small bucket and dip into the well. Let us take a large bucket. Let us draw from the depths of the well and experience the full joy of our salvation in Christ. Each and every time you come to the book and you find in it some jewel and some gem, some precious ornament from Christ, every time you come to the book and you realize of something that Christ has done for you that you could not do for yourself, it is a droplet from that great well which we have in reservoir for us, that we may enjoy and be refreshed when we are thirsty and in great need. Therefore, with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation. Fourthly, in verse 4, in that day shall ye say, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. How many times we would lift up those words and praise God, but perhaps our souls are timid and we have been dampened by something which has come over us. But let us learn to say, praise the Lord. Let us lift up that word of praise unto God. Let us call upon His name. Let us declare His doings among the people. Let us make mention that His name is exalted. Many times we may ask for a testimony among God's people and it is quiet. So quiet that we wonder if we can get one person to say something. But yet we find that these words echo to us a testimony that we always ought to be ready to give. That we should always at all times praise the Lord because He offers to us so many great and wonderful benefits. That He brings to us salvation. That we find in Him that we can trust in Him, for Jesus never fails. That He always gives us a song in our hearts that we might sing and make melody to the Lord. That we find that His wells are without extinguishing. That there is no sense that we can draw too much out of them. They are deep. And because they are so deep and so rich, we find that they always satisfy us. And we always ought to be able to lift the word of praise to the Lord. We always ought to be able to call upon His name and give thanks unto Him. We always ought to be able to mention that His name is to be exalted. There is no other name in heaven or in earth that is so great as that name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Fifthly, we find that we are to sing unto the Lord. We not only hear certain songs that are given to us in the night watches upon our bed, in those times when we are somehow troubled or discomforted, but we are to sing songs unto Him. Did not the psalmist make melody and make certain poetic verse and bring before the Lord those meters of His word that should echo over and over again in the worshippers' ears, those songs of praise and of salvation as they brought up offering unto the Lord, unto His temple? And so we find that we are to sing unto the Lord. For He hath done excellent things. Is there any diminishing of the benefit and blessing of God toward us? Then let us learn to draw from them. Is there anything too small for the Lord that we cannot trust Him in these things, that we might sing a song unto Him? What of His grace and of His mercy and of His great love? How shall we not lift up a song and sing of those things? Praise Him, praise Him, Jesus our blessed Redeemer. What songs of praise do we have upon our lips that we can bring unto the Lord? There should be many such songs, such excellent songs, for those things that God has blessed us with. Sing unto the Lord, for He hath done excellent things. This is known in all the earth. We find that God has spread abroad the great story of redemption throughout the earth. And when that Davidic kingdom, that messianic reign should come to pass, there will be much to sing of. and many things to relate of how wonderful God has blessed us. And so we ought to sing. We ought to praise Him. We ought to lift up and shout His name. Number 6, in the 6th verse, cry out and shout, thou inhabitant of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of thee. Perhaps we can just imagine for a moment the great chorus of music that should be spoken and sung in that day when God Himself shall rule and reign over His people. And we shall be His happy citizens, that we will at last find that God is truly a good God in every way toward His people, and that He has brought to pass every word which He has spoken in His revelation. And a great cry should go out unto the Lord. We should cry out and shout. And truly the inhabitants of that city, that great city of Zion, should be heard. For great is the Holy One of Israel. Great is the Lord our God. Righteous and true is His name, that He is worthy of our praise and our adoration. For great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of thee. These words of praise and of thanksgiving are mere whispers of a day to come when all those things that should be said and spoken of Him will echo through the ages. And for 1,000 years that city should stand in His glory, waiting for the day when God truly shall establish His new Jerusalem, when there should be a new heaven and a new earth, and when He will truly reside in righteousness over that new established world which He has in view for all His people. Thanksgiving and praise unto God. These are things that we should speak and we should sing and we should glorify Him in, for He is worthy of our praise and of our thanksgiving and of our songs unto Him. Let us look to the Lord. Loving Father, we cannot bring words enough to glorify that time and that place and of those things which You have so wonderfully planned for us, or of these great wells of salvation that we may draw from even at this very moment, and of the great benefit which You have given to us. But let us say with the psalmist, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits, who healeth all thy diseases, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Let us sing the songs of the saints. Let us sing the songs of praise and thanksgiving. Let us sing the songs that exalt that name which is above every other name. Let us give praise unto our Lord. We thank You and praise You in Jesus' name and for His glory. Amen.